This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The FBI has disrupted a major cyber criminal group that extorted schools, hospitals, and critical infrastructure around the world. The group, called Hive, is one of the most prolific hacker gangs in the world and has ransomed about $100 million in extortion payments. As of Thursday morning, its website on the dark web showed a message saying it had been seized by an international law enforcement coalition, including the FBI and U.S. Justice Department. The FBI said it gained access to Hive's computer networks in July 2022, acquiring decryption keys to more than 1,300 current and past ransomware victims, which helped prevent more than $130 million in demanded ransom money. Ransomware hackers extort victims by hacking into an organization, then either encrypting their files, rendering computers unusable, or stealing and threatening to leak computer data. Previous ransomware attacks have resulted in the release of sensitive information about law enforcement officers and school children. The Treasury Department has estimated that in 2021, the most recent year for which it has public data, ransomware attacks cost U.S. organizations alone $886 million. The hundreds of millions of dollars underscore just how large the ransomware crime ecosystem has grown. The takedown is a rare victory against a ransomware gang. Such groups often act with near impunity in attacking targets in the U.S. and around the world. Ransomware gangs are often decentralized, with affiliate members who can be scattered over the globe. But as is often the case with such groups, Hive's core group is Russian. Russia does not extradite its citizens, and the White House has struggled to convince the Kremlin to take action against its international cyber criminals. The U.S. State Department's Rewards for Justice program, which offers bounties on information related to high-profile terrorists and cyber criminals, announced Thursday that it would pay up to $10 million for information linking Hive hackers to a foreign government. In Congress, a bill has been introduced to create a national sales tax and to abolish the Internal Revenue Service. U.S. Congressman Ryan Zinke, Republican Senator Steve Daines, and Democratic Senator John Tester said Wednesday that a federal sales tax has no place in Montana, one of only four states without a statewide sales tax. The bill in Congress, called the Fair Tax Act of 2023, will receive a hearing in the House as part of the concessions made by Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, to secure the necessary votes from hardliners in the House Freedom Caucus for his election to the speakership. The bill by Republican Representative Buddy Carter of Georgia would create a 30% national sales tax, replace all corporate income taxes, the payroll tax, the estate tax, and taxes on gifts. McCarthy said that he would vote against the tax. It takes just four no votes from the Republican caucus to kill any bill. A combination of three representatives from the non-sales tax states of Oregon and Montana voting with McCarthy would kill the bill in a floor vote. Montana's senior senator John Tester began the week calling a national sales tax a regressive tool that would increase life costs for Montanans. "We don't have a sales tax in Montana, and we don't need the federal government imposing one on us. I am not going to let politicians in Washington, D.C. raise taxes on hardworking Montanans," Tester said. Montanans voting in the 1992 election recall a governor's race between Republican Mark Roscoe and Democrat Dorothy Bradley, which gave full debate to a statewide sales tax, with both candidates willing to consider one. Roscoe, the following year, was unsuccessful in garnering support for a sales tax, which voters rejected by referendum 3-1. In the 30 years that have followed, the sales tax has become an election year weapon. In a 2011 poll, 64% of Montanans were opposed to replacing the state income tax with a sales tax, 25% supported the change, and 11% had no opinion. But Montana's population has increased by more than 300,000 people since 1990. The influx of people moving into Montana while others exit suggests a significant number of Montanans are accustomed to paying sales taxes in states where they lived previously, so support for a statewide or a federal sales tax may have more support than the 2011 poll showed. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.